talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. As always, I strongly encourage everyone listening to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. Great way to do it. Very clear. Great way to do it in the car or anywhere else. I'll tell you, I've thought that Kevin McCarthy is no good. Thought that he had no business even being the minority leader, but he sunk to a new low. He sunk to a new low yesterday, and he's been called on to resign over this. He threatened in a joking way to beat Nancy Pelosi over the head with a gavel. What am I talking about? He was videotaped and audio taped by people who were there, Republicans. About 1,400 people at an event for the Republican Party and for Kevin McCarthy. And as a gag, and this sometimes happens, you know, they're there going, oh, well, we're going to take over the House in 2022. And then, Kevin, you will be the speaker. And here is a gavel. And they all hoot and holler. They think that's very funny. And they give him a gavel that has a distorted, absurdly large head to it. In other words, not a regular gavel, but an enormous, enormous head to it. And he brandishes it. And he goes, well, when Pelosi hands this over to me, because ceremonially what happens is the outgoing speaker hands it over to the incoming speaker. He says, quote, it'll be hard not to hit her with it. And they all howled like wolves. They howled like wolves, every one of them. Now, this is a guy who voted in 2019 against reapproval of the Violence Against Women Act. He voted against it. And he jokes about this, hitting an 80-year-old woman with a stick, with an oversized gavel. You know, people have come out, not Pelosi, others have come out and said he should resign for that. You know, there's certain things you joke about. When you joke about violence against women or racial violence, that kind of thing, that's a window to your soul. Sigmund Freud once said, he was a medical doctor. He was actually a psychiatrist, but a great psychologist too, once said, there are no jokes. There are no jokes. Now, what do you mean by that? There are plenty of jokes. I like listening to them. I like listening to comedians. But when he said there are no jokes, what he meant by that was that there's a kernel of something else going on underneath a joke. And people who say them, even though they're presented as jokes, there's meaning to it. There's a reason for it. There's some depth to it. And that is what is the case here. McCarthy thinks it was funny to hit an 80-year-old woman with a stick, basically. He thought that was funny. What McCarthy doesn't realize is he is so bad and so disliked and disrespected, even in his own party, that it's not at all a certainty that even if the Republicans took over the House, that he would be the speaker. They have an election then. It's not automatic. It doesn't mean that the minority leader suddenly becomes the speaker. They vote on it. The election will be the beginning of November of 2022, and each party votes on its leadership right after that, with the new people coming in doing the voting. In other words, if somebody's retiring and somebody new in that party got elected to his seat, the old guy does not get to vote. The new guy gets to vote. And if the seat switched hands, whoever the new person is gets to vote. There's a lot of people in the Republican Party who are very dissatisfied with McCarthy. He is not the smartest bear in the woods, quite frankly. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. and he'll go back and forth with the wind. He's the one who, right after January 6th, said that this was Trump's fault, and this means that Trump is no longer in the Republican Party. Then he chickened out when he saw the polls, and he sucks around. He flew down to Mar-a-Lago to beg Trump to forgive him, to beg him to forgive him. Come back to the Republican Party, and Trump made him crawl. I really don't know why it's that really weird. I mean, you know, Randy Madison had called in a little while ago going, well, why with Joe McCarthy did they cut loose from him and not Donald Trump? And I said, and it's true, that McCarthy was very vulnerable, unsupported, and didn't threaten violence. In many respects, he was very, very naive. Trump threatens violence. His crowd threatens violence. They've committed violence on January 6th. Trump is the one that said that Nancy Pelosi, that Hillary Clinton's bodyguards should be disarmed, and the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of her, end quote. And there are all these little imputations and hints and suggestions of violence. I don't know what it is, but in any event, a lot of them are sticking with Trump. Not all of them. Maybe a third of the Republican primary electorate, maybe 40%. I don't know. That's a lot, though, because there's no ranked choice voting in that. And that means whoever gets the most votes wins that particular primary. And then the number two in all these primaries is DeSantis, and he comes in around 11 to 14%. So he has a way to go. And I don't want him as president anyway. Are you kidding me? But anyway, so what do we do with McCarthy? What are we doing with McCarthy? He jokes about hitting Nancy Pelosi in the head with an oversized gavel, 80-year-old woman, hitting her. And he gets a laugh. It's sad that 1,400 people laughed. It was even sadder that a leader in the Republican Party, and probably the highest ranking leader in the Republican Party now, other than Trump, in other words, Trump's not elected to anything. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are both the leaders of the Republican Party now, but the leader in the House, it's considered a bigger deal. I'll give you an example. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker, and Chuck Schumer is the majority leader in the Senate, but Nancy Pelosi is a much bigger deal. How do I know that? Because she's third in line in succession to the president. Actually, second in line, third after Biden. Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi. If something happened to Biden and Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi's the president, not Schumer. Schumer's nowhere in the line of succession except way down far. So what Kevin McCarthy is doing as the potential new speaker, even though I think he's going to be opposed in his own party, and even though the Democrats are going to win in 2022, by injecting that at that level, is wrong. And it was wrong of him in 2019 to vote against reapproval of the Violence Against Women Act. There's too much violence all through society. You read about it every day. You see it on television. And there's too much violence against women. And it seems like every week there's some story about a woman disappears somewhere and ends up dead and brutalized. And somebody's got to speak out about that. People speak out about it, but it's basically in trite terms, and they yawn when they say it. Some of the Republicans, including McCarthy, not all of them, but some of them, like McCarthy, joke about it. There's some things you can't joke about it. As Freud said, there are no jokes. There are no jokes. Well, if you read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I do. Every day I read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I read New York Times, and I read the Wall Street Journal. Get a lot of good stuff, and that's what we talk about on this show. But there was a misleading headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I'm not one that trashes the media. I represented the media for a long time. I represented one of the great TV stations in the state, WSN-TV, Channel 12 in Milwaukee. And when they owned the radio station, WSN Radio, I represented them. And it was my pleasure to do it for many years. And I know what journalists go through, and it's very tough. But occasionally there's a headline you got to call out. And Harry, the headline draft, whoever the guy is, this is about Gableman. This is about Gableman being hired at taxpayer expense by Voss to stir up trouble and try to run down the 2020 election. Here's what the headline said. The headline goes this. Ex-justice wants to build the voters' confidence. Ex-justice wants to build the voters' confidence. Are you kidding me? Gableman? Yeah, he is an ex-justice. because he couldn't run again. He had two ethics complaints against him, although he beat both of them. He's bad news. And what? He wants to build voters' confidence? He appeared at Sir Paul in November and said that it would be systematically unjust to have had fraud in the election. Now he's claiming, I didn't mean there was fraud in the election. I just meant hypothetically, if there was, it would be systematically unjust. To their credit, whoever wrote the article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did put in that he had appeared at Sir Paul in November and had said those words. So to their credit, who is Harry the headline drafter? Who the heck says that Gableman wants to build voters' confidence? That is a headline. And a lot of people read only the headlines. And they go, oh, Gableman's a good guy. He was very troubled. One day he calls up Voss. He said, I want to build confidence. I feel bad. What's the guy? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And this appears as a headline, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Milwaukee Journal at one time was considered one of the 10 best newspapers in the country. And the publisher of the New York Times sent his son to Milwaukee in the 1960s to intern at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Hey, guys, pick up your game. You're a good paper. Knock this stuff off. Gableman wants to build voter confidence. Give me a break. That's the headline. In the article, you say he shut his mouth off at Sir Paul. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.